Developing post-exposure plans. Healthcare facilities should have a policy and protocols for post-exposure management. Prompt and appropriate use of post-exposure prophylaxis, PEP, after exposures decreases the risk of infection transmission. The facility plan must include a method for reporting and evaluating an exposure event, as well as a rapid response process. The post-exposure plan should be reviewed annually and when changes in risk occur. In many regions, regulations provide directives for employers to develop a healthcare facility's exposure plan. The exposure plan provides details on the protective measures provided by the employer for HCP. Other details that should be covered in the plan include work practice controls, PPE, provision of HBV vaccination within 10 days of employment, and training of personnel at risk for exposure. Additionally, the plan should document annual consideration and implementation of the appropriate engineering controls. Requirements for device evaluation, processes for employee input, and maintenance of a Sharps injury log should also be documented. Non-managerial HCP should be consulted whenever evaluating and selecting medical devices and equipment for use in the facility. An effective OHP should have a post-exposure management plan that includes clearly stated policies and procedures that address confidentiality of exposed and source persons and how to manage the exposure. Education and training of workers to address misconceptions and fears. Resources for rapid access to clinical care. Post-exposure prophylaxis, PEP, which is the use of antimicrobial, such as antiretroviral, medicines after a possible exposure to a pathogen. Recommendations for source testing for HIV, HBV, and HCV for both the source person, if known, and HCP. Key point. Occupational exposure should be considered urgent medical events to ensure timely post-exposure management.